give you a window that through that first touchdown into, seemed like he had about this much space to get it to you. Talk about that first touchdown. It sure didn't look like it could get to you.
Well, Drew's one of the most accurate quarterbacks of all time. You know, I mean, I think we all know that. And, you know, I told him right after that play, thanks for believing in me. And, you know, I'll go up and get it for you. You know, he's just a special quarterback who can put balls in areas where, you know, only I can get it. And, you know, it was probably a better throw than a catch.
Was he dialed in a little bit more tonight, even by his standards, than at all?
Well, I mean, I think the progression from the first game to this game, you know, he's been more dialed in every game, you know. And I would say it's more of we've had more rhythm, you know, and you know, this is kind of a rhythm type of offense. And when we have that rhythm, we have that flow, and, you know, he plays just out of this world, and you know, I think it'll just get better and better.
With all the talk about the Peyton Manning and the Broncos, you feel like maybe people are overlooking you guys?
I hope so. You know, that's the greatest thing that could happen to this team is you know, people just keep, you know, pushing us to the wayside, and you know, we'll just keep working and doing as much as we can to put ourselves in the best position possible.
Early on, it looked like they were playing you over and under, and Sproles kind of went off on it, and they kind of loosened up on you. How good does it feel to be a Saint
player? It feels great. You know, this offense is so dynamic, and you know, in the first half, they were doing some things differently. You know, especially when I was split out with safeties and corners, and you know, that leaves Sproles one on one. You know, he's terrifying from the backfield. Just what he can do in the pass game and the run game. You know, he's just a dynamic player, and this team is so dynamic. We have so many weapons, and Drew knows exactly where to go with the ball. You know, there's no hesitation in his game at all. He reads the coverage, and, you know, he dumps it to Sproles for, you know, sometimes huge gains, you know, 40, 50-yard gains. You know, he's just that talented.
Do you like on nights where you may not be as effective running the ball, but those quick hits that Darren Sproles can adjust what he can do after the catch?
I think so. You know, a check down to Darren Sproles, or, you know, he catches the fly route and turns it up for, you know, 15. That's a nice run, you know, that just helps us later in the game, in our run game. You know, when he's in and we're handing him the ball, or, you know, it really softens those safeties up a lot, and it enables us to do a lot of play action stuff, but really work the run game later in the game.
Jimmy, not to comment on your contract, but can you ever imagine yourself playing anywhere else?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you. I just, you know, I know right now I'm in New Orleans Saints, and, you know, I'm going to give them everything I got, you know, every game, every down, so.
Jimmy, just talk about the difference from this year, last year, this time, this year. I mean, they're 0-4 this time, this year, 4-0.
Yeah. I think that speaks for itself, 4-0. You know, it shows, you know, how much this team did in the offseason. You know, I think that shines right now. You know, this team, we put our heads down and we grinded as hard as we could. You know, every person, every position, you know, we no one missed a day of off-season workouts. And that's just how dedicated everyone was to this season. You know, we all came into the season with a chip on our shoulder, or, you know, bricks, if you could say. And you know, we're going to keep playing like that.
What specifically the difference? You guys had Drew and the same playmakers. Why is that rhythm back so much this year?
I think if you look at it, you know, last year Drew wasn't here in the offseason. That's a big deal, you know, not having Drew here. Obviously, you know, he was dealing with what he had to deal with his contract. And so not having him for the whole offseason, you know, I mean, I think hurt us in a slow start in some games that should have went our way. And, you know, for me personally, this is my first offseason with Drew. You know, coming after the Super Bowl, obviously it was the Super Bowl, then the lockout, and then him not being here. So it was the first time I've ever worked with him the entire offseason, and, you know, I feel like these first four games are showing.
After that first scoring drive, and the offense kind of sputtered on a few, and then the defense got the turnovers, and you guys scored off both of those turnovers in the first half. Do you think you guys complement each other perfectly, and does the defense give you guys a little bit of fire on?
Most definitely. You know, I think if you look back to 09, you know, they created a lot of turnovers. And, you know, this team, you know, we need those turnovers. And you know, our offense, off of turnovers, we are always looking to score. I mean, that is our number one objective, is when they get a turnover, let's reward it and make sure that we keep them hungry. You know, if you get a turnover, we're going to go score. And we really focus on that.
Thank you.